about winning trophies. I'm inexperiencing a lot of those things.
Lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Woo, sir. How you doing? How you doing? Big win to open 2021. Happy New Year to everybody. 2-1 against Aston Villa and Jack Grealish's giant Cavs. What a win. Didn't feel like we were getting that win at the end of it. Felt like we were going to get a draw, but somehow we eked it out, and it's a massive result.
Sir, I'll tell you what. Those Cavs can cross a ball. Jack Grealish, I mean, unbelievable. Somebody mark that man. Don't let him get on the edge of the box and whip it in. I hope he's wearing red next season.
I hope he's wearing the red of Manchester. Fortunately, there are a couple other clubs that do have red kits, but he would look great playing for Manchester United. He is a hell of a player. I mean, it all goes through him, but he created so much today. How many free kicks did he? I mean, it's ridiculous. He's a hell of a player. He'd look great on this team. But you know who also looks great is Bruno Fernandes, Tony Martial, and Eric Bailly had a game.
No, I mean, look, Manchester United of old. You know, that's a classic Manchester United win. You know, we get a goal. We had a lot of chances early, didn't finish, get our goal, go into half. Then we made a bad mistake, goes 1-1, get a penalty, sir. That's why we pray to the refereeing gods, the Mike Oliver gods, the VAR gods, everything in between. Big penalty, Pogba working. He worked all day today. I'm going to say shout out to Paul P. Usually I'm slating his work rate. Today he was all over the pitch. I think this is a great team performance. They knew what it meant and they stepped up. We got the win, classic Manchester United style.
A great team performance against a very good side, a very, very solid Villa side who defend well and are dangerous in the break. Obviously, they have Jack Grealish, but just a good team performance all around. Boy showed a lot of commitment. Pogba having the bloody lip as a little bit of a gift, and I think that got him fired up and into the game. Almost had a worldie as well, but drawing the penalty just when we needed it, sir, just when we needed a big goal. And at the end, of course, it was always nervy. A couple last-minute chances for them. De Gea forced into a couple big saves. You know, you never do it the easy way.
You know, but that's how it should be. I think Ole got it right. I think he got his subs right. Matic comes in, gets tactical fouls, gets a yellow. I mean, you closed it out. I like to see Rashford go to the corner when there's only 20 seconds left and not give Villa that hero opportunity. Still Rashford playing hero ball. A little too selfish up top for me. United, though, it's just a classic win. You're playing so many games. These 3 points are huge. Liverpool drop points against Newcastle. We come in, boom, 33 at the top. We might not have the goal differential, sir, but we can figure that out over the second half of the season.
We certainly can, and we were talking about it on the Patreon pod. Shout out to all our Patreon members. But like, how long ago was the beginning of December when we got knocked out of the Champions League and we thought, you know, people were saying Ole out. Now Ole's at the wheel.
Dude, December 2nd, we lose to PSG. I think it was the 9th we're out. And, you know, obviously a low, then you have that boring City draw. And then since then, you know, chipping up, and I'm going to say it, you know, title race, baby. It's the first time we've ever had a title race on this podcast. I'm proud to wear this badge, sir. It's what it's all about. Manchester United should be winning, contending. That's EPL 21 and 21, baby. That's what I'm saying. Campaign number 21 in 21.
I mean, you know, it just comes off the lip so easily that you almost assume that's going to become the saying come May. So we're already proud to wear the badge. I want to make it so my kid's proud to wear the badge.
But it's like the badge to me means like contending,
yeah,
and winning.
And we're in a race.
Raising
and it feels good to be in a race.
And laughing at Chelsea and laughing at the team who should not be named and rubbing it in their face, sir. We should be putting daylight between the amount of titles we have. And the Scouts bastards, you know, we need it as United fans. Just you can't let anyone catch up, sir. It's like you can let them have one, but you got to clap back.
You do, and it's either going to be us or them, it feels, this year. So 2020 or 19 to 21, but either way, this United team is in it, and it always on to something. The boys are beginning to believe they're winning these games when necessary. You know, it might have been a draw or a loss last year. And brick by brick, they're gaining the mentality, right? The thing that Bruno just exudes, just like he has confidence coming out of his ears. I think the rest of the team is beginning to pick it up as well, and that's infectious. they're starting to think like winners and a united side of old. So I'm encouraged.
I think Bruno Fernandes, player of the month for the December. I'm going to say fifth or sixth time. I mean, the player of the month thing. I mean, might as well just give it to him every month. Bruno Fernandes, you kind of connect the dots going backwards. We were talking during the game. If Aston Villa are relegated, they stayed up on the last day. If they go down, Grealish is probably sold to United for $40 million. I don't think you get Bruno Fernandes. We get Haaland in. I don't think you get Bruno Fernandes. So a lot of things. Stars had to align, sir, for us to get Bruno Fernandes late in January. And since then, it's literally like a CR7. It's a completely transformative signing for Manchester United.
Even CR7 didn't make that much of an impact when he first. It's like it's Cantona or RVP. It's like the last time players came in and just kind of changed the script were those two gentlemen. And he's exactly what we needed when we needed it. And what happened if COVID hit 6 weeks earlier, sir? You know, they wouldn't have the cash to even outlay for Bruno because they didn't think
that
home games were going to dry up by March. So, dude, universe, it all works out the way it works out. But 2021, I think, is a United year. It feels in the stars.
Sir. Well, it's like destiny because a lot of things had to happen for us to be like trying to pick up Bruno Fernandes late doing a deal, and we end up getting it done, and then like we're a completely different side. Then you have Chelsea getting Havertz and Werner. You know, it's like you've seen it before, sir. You've seen the movie. It's like,
but that's the difference is that like a coach puts his money on the table when he buys a player for £80 million, and Ole did that with Harry. It has paid off. He did that with Bruno.
Debatable,
but his signings have paid off. You have to say, like, of any of the last four managers, it's like clear daylight between him and I guess it would have to be Mourinho, the next closest. But his signings are clearly working towards an identity that very few teams, you know, other than Fergie's teams, had at United.
No, I totally agree. And look, my only shot at Harry Maguire is I just need to see a few more headers.
I agree.
I'm like, Harry, you're due. I always say it every match. He's due. He's got to just dunk a header. He's got a giant head. I mean, like, how many people could cross into Harry Maguire? If I was in auction for Harry Maguire, 35, 40, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, $80 million for Harry Maguire. It's absurd. It's absurd. You know, 2X, I would say, in my mind. Sir, that's the intro. Let's jump into the PSA for the podcast. If you want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. The American Red Devils are for fans, by fans. Me and Alex don't want to hawk advertising or anything on this pod. We want to be supported by you, the fans, directly, because in this world where Ed Woodward and everyone in the media is trying not to piss off Manchester United, we want to have an unbiased view, the fan view on the couch, just telling it like it is. And being supported directly by you, the fans, allows us to be authentically us. If you can support us via four tiers on Patreon, from $1 a month to $20 a month, we give away pins, stickers, scarves. It's a great way to support the podcast. We think being supported directly by the fans is the way to go. So check it out, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. Also, if you don't like Patreon, you can buy some merch on our website. We're going to be dropping a lot of new logo merch from Stanley Chow. The Stanley Chow logo he designed, we're going to be dropping that in our store early this year. And also the blog, sir. Check it out, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. The blog is ripping. Tell them about it.
The blog is absolutely ripping. Thank you to all the contributors around the globe at the moment contributing to our blog at www.AmericanRedDevils.com. If you're interested in writing for the blog, reach out to us at AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com. We'll figure something out. Another great way to support the pod is you can write a review on iTunes. It goes a long way to helping us get found. So if you write a 5-star review, send in a photo to our Gmail account with your address. We'll hook you up with some free stickers. Sir, what else we got?
No, yeah. And on the blog, we're looking for opinions too. If you just want to rant about something, hey, send it to Alex. He'll post it and we'll get you in line. And that's what it's about. We want to give a platform for fans, sir. Sharing that biased view on the couch is what we need. Let's get into it. Manchester United 2, Aston Villa 1, 3 points. Old Trafford in the league. That lineup, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, gets A+, in my opinion. Dave Says, world number one in net. Luke, the impossible meat pie Shaw on the left. Maguire, Baye. Beast mode, Baye, center back pairing. Wan-Bissaka on the right. Fred in the hole of the diamond. Pogba on the left. McTominay on the right. Fernandez playing number 10. And then Martial and Rashford up top in a front two. Sir, what'd you make of that? The 4-4-2 diamond.
They showed it as a diamond. I think they fell into, feel like they played the 4-2-3-1. And Pogba ended up playing on the wing. But I like the lineup. I think it's smart. You got to have the work rate of McTominay and Fred break down a very dangerous Villa side. And then a little continuity in the center back pairing, right? Having Maguire and Baye, they have looked formidable together. You know, I think it's a good compliment. Have Baye's speed, Maguire's giant head. Not quite as quick, but he does bail him out with that pace. And then, of course, the front men, Martial and Rashford. Who else?
No, absolutely. I like this lineup. I think you're right. Yeah, it was really, when they did line up, it was the 4-2-3-1 with Pogba playing out on the left. But he did a good job getting back. And I really rate, because playing Pogba there is kind of a liability. You want to talk about Jack Grealish could be all over the pitch in the channels. And he did a job today. I'm going to shout out to Paul Pogba. And obviously the front two, Kellers and Bruno, you know, that's our entire team. But a strong bench too. Hendo, Twanzebe, Telles, Greenwood, Mata, Matic, James, Van de Beek, Lingard.
That's a squad.
That's the biggest difference since last season is this big old bench. And it's, hopefully if you're going to go for a title challenge, you got a lot of names there that can help. Jumping in the first half, United come out sharp, sir. I really thought that we were on them, jumping on the loose balls. We were pressing Villa. We had a lot of chances early in the game. But in the 14th minute, Villa had the best chance. McGinn forces De Gea into early save. This is the first sight of Villa before it was really all United. Again, we just got to, one of these games, this fifth minute, sixth minute, we got to just finish.
And this is one of those things where it wasn't the chance that we had in the first 20 minutes, but we had like the beginning of a chance. It should have led to a good opportunity to get a shot on goal. But once again, it was, we looked a little bit scratchy. You know, our final third wasn't quite right. Fred was breaking down the ball, but he gave the ball away a couple times a little cheaply. So, you know, you can't be that sloppy with a team that's this dangerous.
No, exactly. And but we were winning the ball. We were getting it to Bruno in dangerous areas. You know, it's almost like a Cavani. It's like you almost need that Cavani. We'll get to that a little later. It's not playing today. But you're right. United rue those early chances they created, and then Villa start pinging it around, start getting into the game. And we've seen this a lot from United. Start hot now. I mean, last maybe five games. Start well, and then Villa kind of builds into that game. 38th minute, Bruno goes wide from a shot outside the box, sir.
Close.
And we didn't have to wait long. 41st minute.
Rashford, nice touch. Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Martial's in the center. Tyrone Mings there too, and it's turned in. Well, Martial went diving in. And there is the breakthrough with half time.
Tony Marshall scores again. You love to sing it. You love to see it. Tony Marshall, we talked about no one heading the ball. Great header. Great cross from Marwan Bissaka. You love to see it. Maybe against the run of play, United 1-0.
Kind of felt like the goal that Martial scored against Chelsea. We're the same kind of, you know, not quite the same kind of game. We weren't as lively in that one as this one, but end of the half. You know, Aaron Wan-Bissaka gets a ball in out of nothing. Martial, kind of Cavani finish, just poacher's finish. Great way to get a goal in, and good on him because other than Cavani, there's not a lot of good players in the air for this United side. Martial, he scored a few headed goals in his time, but we need more of that. He's up and running for the season.
No, very difficult header. Great finish from Martial. You go in up 1-0, sir. What is Ole thinking?
He's thinking this team's going to be dangerous. They're not done yet. They have life in them. Don't give them an inch because they'll they're dangerous side.
Don't boss the defense.
Yeah, like, and you know when you get chances, take them. Don't be wasteful of the ball. I'm not sure we listened to all of Ole's advice.
No, I think Ole had to think Villa has to come at us. Yep. So it's kind of absorb and then counter. I think that was the goal instead of concede. United come out a bit casual. Like I said, maybe they were looking for the counter. But inviting Villa, you know, 52nd minute, Dave saves, huge save from David De Gea here. I mean, he had a great game, worldy of a game, and this is part of it. David De Gea with a huge save.
He's been having some quiet, great games recently. The Wolves one was great. He was great in this game. So, hey, maybe that little pressure from Hendo is keeping him on his toes.
58th minute, poor from United.
Grealish. Douglas Luiz was there. Now it's Traore. Team who have fights and quality this season.
Bertrand Traore from the free kick. Grealish gets it. Great cross. Wan-Bissaka snoozing. Luke Shaw snoozing. Again, just a lot of fumbles here that lead to the goal.
You have to say it was coming. United just kind of took our foot off the gas a little bit. Looked a little casual. You're calling out. I was calling out for a Matic for McTominay. Fred was giving the ball away. McTominay didn't look his usual confident self, so we let the Villa team right back into it.
Sir, we let him into it, but it only took 2 minutes. 61st.
Pogba's gone down. That's going to be a penalty. Well, Paul Pogba has won it with the players protesting. But Michael Oliver had a very good view of that from the spot so far this season. He'll step forward. Fernandes scores. He doesn't get the lead again.
Bruno Fernandes, sir, you got the what a finish from the spot, but Paul Pogba working hard all day and earning the penalty. Shout out to Paul P.
Shout out to Paul P. Had a great game today. Love to see the work ethic. He was running all over the pitch. I think it was that bloody mouth in the 30th minute that just got him fired up for this one. And way to win the penalty just when we needed a little bit of something else, something special, something extra. He wins us a penalty, which is not a small task.
Great defending from Paul Pogba. Two things you wouldn't say in the same sentence, but I'm saying it here on the podcast. I've seen it all, sir. Paul Pogba playing lights out. Please don't leave.
He's leaving.
Please don't leave.
He's leaving.
65th minute sub, Matic for McTominay. We called for it on Twitter. Ole's checking our account. He makes the sub. 67th minute, Aaron Wan-Bissaka puts in a goal-saving challenge from another Grealish ball. Grealish getting the ball on the left, getting on the right, and the cross is coming in. Perler, sir. Imagine Grealish, Cavani.
I know. He's such a good player. I mean, imagine Grealish, Bruno Fernandes.
I mean, yeah. You could add him in. You can add him in. Easily. But what about Van de Beek? Where does he play? 77th minute, Bruno forces the keeper into a good save with a swerving shot. This one I thought was in. Bruno had a few of these, just pulling out of his hat, sir. 82nd minute, Villa inches wide from a corner, getting nervy here. And then what's Ole going to do late in the game? He's going to bring on Dan James or Bruno Fernandes, sir. What'd you make of that one?
We were both a little surprised.
Sell.
Yeah, I'm not selling James, but I thought Rashford was going to be the one off.
The Bruno.
No, I mean, Bruno's cashed. I mean, you could see in his face, he looked pissed to come off, which is, that's a hell of a leader there, of course, but he never wants to come off. I thought it would have been James for Rashford, so I was a little surprised, but you said minutes.
No, minutes. They got to be thinking Bruno and being fit. 93rd minute, Dave saves again. And then in the 95th minute, we have the ball down on their third. I thought Rashford would take it to the corner flag, run out the clock. Passes to Pogba, who decides to have a cross and give Villa the break. And then they almost score with Bailly with a heroic clearance, just putting his body on the line. As he always does, beast mode, Bailly. United win. Nervy at the end, sir. 3 points. Tied at the top of the table. When have we been saying that in January?
What have we been saying that in January? In September? I mean, never. We're in it. We feel like we're in it. And I think this team can get a lot better.
You can add to it. I got Amad Diallo coming in, sir. Maybe a defender. Maybe a right back. I think we need cover for Wan-Bissaka.
Definitely need a right back. We definitely need a right back.
Match stats, 50-50 on possession. Goal attempts, 10-10. On target, though, United, 8 to Villa's 5. Corners, Villa had 10. We had 5. It was nervy at the end there, sir.
22 fouls. I mean, most of those were on Jack Grealish.
United, yeah. 22 fouls to Villa's 9. You rarely see that. But yeah, Mott just coming in.
Everyone almost got a yellow. I mean, he was just like, he couldn't stop the man.
I love that. You know, he's got that Chelsea in him. He's coming in, getting those tactical fouls. But Matic, you know,
what a player.
Match reaction. In Premier League history, the only player to be directly involved in more goals in their first 30 appearances in the competition than Bruno Fernandes is Andrew Cole, 37, 28 goals and 9 assists to Bruno Fernandes, 33, 19 goals and 14 assists. Unbelievable.
Which is an incredible return from Andy Cole. So, top player.
And Bruno's not playing striker, right?
Exactly.
Manchester United are unbeaten in their last 16 Premier League matches against Aston Villa. We've won 12, drawn 4. Who are you? And Anthony Martial has now scored on all 7 days of the week in the Premier League for the first time, becoming the 5th player to do so after Ryan Giggs, Andrew Cole, David Beckham, and Wayne Rooney, sir. Those are names that you want to be listed with.
They certainly are. They certainly are. I was going through on MUTV all of Martial's goals to date for Manchester United. He does have a head of goal in his locker, so it was good to see him get a big goal before the end of the first half today. Made it quite a difference.
I was watching the best goals of the Premier League, and you forget how he dinked. Was it the Watford?
Yeah, that was great.
Dude, Foster, he just dinked Foster. He's savage. When he does a finish like that in his face, just like ice cold. You love to see it from Martial. He's got a lot of goals in him.
He does.
Hasn't had the best start, but you know, there's going to be ups and downs given how many games with last season as well. You got to give Martial time. Talking about Martial, United forward Anthony Martial ended a run of 7 Premier League appearances at Old Trafford without a goal, netting his first home goal since scoring at Southampton in July. And since Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's first Premier League match in charge of Manchester United December 2018, the Red Devils have taken 27 and scored 21, the most Premier League penalties of any club since that time. Sir, so people have been saying we're linked to penalties. On the list, we're not even close this season, though.
No, I think Leicester have like double. They have 10, I think, and we have 5, maybe 5 going into this game. I mean, now I have 6, but whatever. They only talk about if it's United, sir.
What do we know, sir? Let's check in with the manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
How comforting, you talk about the team growing. How comforting is it that they find a way and do it in a way that they're not panicking, there's no desperation, they're doing a controlled, kind of concentrated way that they did last tonight? That's not the first time they've done that.
No, we have to know that games, so many games, are decided towards the end. There's very seldom that you can blow teams away and win at half-time. Then the subs will come on, make a difference. That's happened so many times for us. And the belief is there, and the discipline is there to play in a certain way. We're getting more and more used to the way we want to play. And we know we've got players who can win you a game in 1 second. One incredible pass, a dribble, some skill. So the belief is more and more there that we don't have to press the panic button, yeah. You can argue for that, yeah. They've been brilliant. I have to say, Dean Smith's done a fantastic job. We played in pre-season. They beat us then, the one game we had before the league. And we know all about how tough this is going to be. Where they've got the individual players, they're physically strong. Defensively, they've really, really been one of the better teams in the league. And when you beat Liverpool 7-2, you know, there's not just defending, there's a counter-attack, there's quality players, and that was maybe the game that everyone will remember from this season.
Simon Peach?
Well, did you pick up any knocks tonight? Did they tell us when off one at half-time, and whether it was just a tactical decision? That's it. Secondly, your strength and depth very come to the fore. Those 6 characters tonight is going to build a squad of world-class players. You've got a hectic schedule coming up now, which you think that's going to be key?
No, Alex is fine. That was just a tactical decision we made, changed a little bit of the setup. We have a strong squad. We've rotated a lot. We've not really found a settled 11, which I don't think this season is going to be about anyway. It's going to be about the squad. It's going to be about the 25, 26 players. And I think towards the end of the season, that'll help us. I think that it has to be done this way. You know, when you leave Scott and Fred out, it's not easy because they deserve to play every game. But Nemanja and Paul played so well against Everton, so we wanted that midfield today. And getting injuries and suspensions will happen. So I think our squad is well capable of being ready for every game.
Ollie's at the wheel, man. He's doing it. He's doing his thing. Man United are back.
You love to hear it. Ole, Mr. Nice Guy. Great answers to the questions. Talking about rotation, 25-man squad. Every man counts, sir. He doesn't get it wrong here.
Saying all the right things. And honestly, he seems to be growing into this manager position. A little bit more confidence after all these wins. Teams are playing for him now. There's a belief, a mentality. We talk about it a lot in this pod, sir. They are developing a mentality at this club. United is finally, seemingly, having the mindset of United of old, which is you go into every game looking to win, because if you're looking to win the title, every game is a must win. There are no, there are no drop points that you can take lightly. So we're starting to get that back, and we're going to go in starting giving the Leicester Liverpool some pressure, sir.
Don't say that.
Sir,
word.
This is what you
don't
want.
Don't say that.
Even
word.
On points, they're playing Southampton on Monday. Big game for them after dropping points against Newcastle, sir. It's getting tight,
sir. I said it on the podcast. Ole Ole is streaky, sir. He is streaky. United, he's at the wheel, sir. We're unstoppable. He's at the wheel. Official. It's official, sir. Let's talk about the table.
Show us.
The team hell shall not be named on this podcast is tied with us on points, 33 at the top of the table. Yes, you heard it right, sir.
I love this game!
Tied at the top of the table for Manchester United. You love to see it. But unfortunately, on goal differential, we are second place. There is no tied for one, but we can say we have the same amount of points with the same amount of games. So we both played 16. Leicester City, 29. Everton, 29. Everton dropped points today against West Ham. Chelsea, 26. Villa, 26. Tottenham, 26. City, 26. So
it's tight.
A full... We have games in hand against Villa, Tottenham, and City have two. So the lead is not as quite 9 points there, but you like to see it as United fan, table stacking up. All these games in hand are going to be played shortly, and I think things will normalize for the rest of the season.
No, and you know what? The United team of old that we knew, talked about, you know, as little as 12 months ago, opportunities to pick up points when your rivals are dropping points, we would have swung and a miss, sir. And today... And the same against Wolves. We did the job. And now it's like we're cementing ourselves as a rival for the title because the Scousers are a burnt, you know, they're an injured dog at the moment, sir. And we got to take advantage of that.
Sir, you look at the table, you see that badge in that position with those points. Sir, a smile comes right to my face. I can't hide it. Absolutely. I'm buzzing. United are in it. I'm, you know, comments from other managers, other clubs, people talking about United. It's back, baby. You know, Santa's real. You know,
it's 2021 is looking promising. You know, the way that people are now having to talk about this club,
sir,
it's like
Europa
League. You can tell it makes it fucking Europa League. Who are we playing? We're playing. We're playing Facundo Pellistri. We're playing Timothy Bonsignor.
You want to talk about the last year? Talk about we're going to the Tottenham game. Pandemic. You ain't going. United playing Europa League, trying to fight for Champions League. Now we're talking about top of the table. That's where we should be. That's what it's all about. And it's going to be an absolute dogfight to the end with our bitter rival. You love to see it as a United fan. Everything to play for. And like you said, credit to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I learned on the job. PE teacher taking notes. And he's doing a good job. You look at Klopp. They drew Newcastle. A lot to say.
He's got a lot of complaints.
Looks like a nervous man. You know, it's like I got Sky News now. So I watch Sky News all the time.
You get a lot of coverage.
I'm watching Klopp. Got a lot to say. A lot of excuses. He doesn't take the losses like Ole does.
Nope.
Ole seems to like take it on
his players.
You know, Klopp's got a lot to say.
Big
looks
player.
Like a nervous guy. Looks like he's on a lot of amphetamines. Like he's taking a lot of...
Sorry, his teeth are too big for his mouth. He runs his mouth too much, complains a shit ton for a top manager, you know.
Hey, that's the way he is. He runs hot. Sir, there's a next match. It's a big one, the Manchester Derby. Manchester United versus Manchester City Carabao Cup semifinal. We don't get a lot of rest. Wednesday, January 6th, December 12th. 11:45 a.m. Pacific. It's not December 12th, sir. It can't be Wednesday, January 6th, December 12th. So sorry for the error. We didn't update the agenda. It was Wednesday, January 6th, 11:45 a.m. Pacific, 12:45 p.m. Eastern. You get that 15 minutes early for the Carabao Cup. Just to keep you honest.
Sir, they keep you on your toes. I can only imagine what's going to be on. Is it on? What's it on? Is it on?
Is this ESPN Plus?
ESPN Plus or is it on?
I don't mind ESPN
BT
Plus.
Live or is it on? What's the other
sir,
one?
Hard to say.
They're all
hard.
There's a
somebody
lot of them.
Tweet us, let us know. Manchester United versus Manchester City lifetime. We've won 76. We've drawn 53. We've lost 54. Sir, we have their number. And the first match between these two rivals was October 1891 when United smashed City 5-1 in the FA Cup. And a little history on City, founded in 1880 as St. Mark's, became Ardwick Association Football Club in 1887, and Manchester City in 1894. That was after Newton Heath changed their name to Manchester United. They copied us, sir. They want that broad appeal. They've always been copying us and fixing matches. If you want to go back into the history in the 1800s and early football, City was founded in, like we said, 1880, a little history in 1880. Sir, the National Women's Christian Temperance Union convinced Kansas Governor John St. John forces
quite
through
a name.
Prohibition legislation, making Kansas the first state in the nation to go dry on the way to prohibition. So 1880, you want to talk about Everyone getting a little too fired up on that hooch in America. The National Women's Christian Temperance Union, they got to clamp that down. Kansas was getting a little too hot. Must have been watching Manchester United back then.
I tell you what,
that satellite TV.
If the Temperance Union showed up in Manchester in 1880, I think they'd be shoot out of town.
They'd be
get out of here.
They'd be tempering. The club's home ground of City is the City of Manchester Stadium in East Manchester, to which they moved in 2003. also called the Empty Had. We make fun of it all the time. Everyone knows in 2008 they were bought out by the Abu Dhabi United Group. Then we talk about financial fair play, all the rules they broke, all the money you took from the Abu Dhabi United Group. And then you basically called it sponsorship revenue when it wasn't. You know the news, they were banned and then they won the court battle because apparently the information was hacked. We nicknamed them Blood Money FC, Man Shitty, everything, sir. The city is yours. The city is yours. 70,000 empty seats. Are you fucking sure? I don't know. Manchester City, don't like him.
No, we don't like him. We don't like Pep. Especially don't like Pep after what he did to us in 09 and 11. So extra special feeling to beat him. And we need some silverware. Even as, you know, Bruno Fernandes so accurately called this the Disney World Cup or the Mickey Mouse Cup. We need silverware, and Ole needs to win some silverware to take some pressure off of them. And these boys need a little taste of the finer things. You know, this might not be this ain't no Champions League, and it's not even an FA Cup, but an EFL Cup. Hey,
well,
Jose made a big deal of it.
Semifinal, they pipped us last year.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a big game. We want to say, hey, you know, no nil-nil draw. I don't want to do that. This is like...
No replays.
You're playing for keeps here. Manchester United's got to win. We're playing at home, playing Old Trafford, sir. And coming into this little news... COVID outbreak. We talked about City and Fulham having COVID outbreaks and exposures. There might be a delay to the season. Thank God that got kiboshed. So the latest update from ESPN today was 5 City players are continuing to isolate and won't be available for the game against Chelsea. The only players identified have been Gabriel Jesus and defender Kyle Walker. Kyle Walker, not surprised that they have contracted COVID. Basically, Pep can't name the players due to medical transparency reasons, but you'll basically know on Friday when they take on Chelsea. You'll know what players aren't there. And according to rumors, Kyle Walker thought it'd be a good idea to throw a Christmas party in London in the Tier 4 super COVID area, and he got COVID and exposed his teammates to COVID. So if you want to know what type of guy Kyle Walker is, that tells you everything you need to know.
Sounds like a City player to me. You know, are they getting any kind of punishment? Do they drop points? We'll have a weaker side when we play them in the EFL Cup, so that's something. But sounds about right. Kyle Walker sounds like the kind of guy who'd have a COVID party during the pandemic.
And if you thought he only had one COVID party, you would be mistaken, because he had another COVID party earlier in the year during lockdown for Project Restart. And essentially, I believe Gareth Southgate took him off the England squad because he not only hosted a party, but he hosted a sex party during the global pandemic. So Kyle Walker doesn't like COVID-19 to spoil his time, despite all of his teammates having families and potentially exposing them to COVID-19.
There you go. Sounds like a class act.
What a teammate, sir. But that sums up Manchester Shitty in general, because Kyle Walker's living up to that badge. Would you say so? jumping in the injuries, visitorroom.com. Cavani suspended. We'll get into that later. Rojo is out, Lindelof the back, and Jones clipping those paychecks, sir. Given those injuries coming to Carabao Cup semifinal, what is your lineup?
Sir, I don't think it's going to be that changed. It almost feels like a generous amount of time between games. So this is who I'm going with. It's going to be David De Gea in net. Who else? Back four, Shaw, Maguire, Bailly, and obviously Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Midfield of McTominay, Fred, Bruno Fernandes, Pogba again, Rashford, and Martial. Same lineup.
It was hard to get out there, sir.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to say Hendo, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Twan Zabi, Maguire, Telles, Pogba, Fred, Bruno, Martial, Rashford, Greenwood, sir. Just send in the cavalry. Time to get him. Just like attack, attack, attack.
That sounds like the plan. I mean, I think that is the best approach. None of this three at the back, absorb pressure. Let's go for it.
All right, booking the bookies, Manchester United +260 to win, draw +250, Man City +100, City heavy favorites going in this game, Hammer United +260. Sir, I absolutely love that line. What do you say?
Bye, bye, bye! Where's the respect? Where's the respect thing? Because it's like, you know, that's no respect to United. Obviously, the form team over City at the moment, but hey, I'm not saying pick up those odds, but I don't think we're the heavy underdog.
Not at all. And look, this game will be go to extra time penalty, sir. There is no second leg here. They're playing this game as is. Quick score prediction from you.
1-0. It's going to be a close one, but Bruno, who else?
1-0, sir. I'm going to... Hey, this is going to be... If we were going to regress, we were going to drop a game. I wouldn't mind it to be this one, no. Obviously. But I got to say 3-2. I need exciting game. I think City's got to attack. We got to attack. Given the dynamics, you're trying to win a trophy, sir. You just got to go for it. I think we're going to give up goals. I think we're going to get goals. I hope it to be that type of game. The opposite of what we saw in that 0-0.
No, yeah. I mean, teams were knackered then. They'd probably be knackered now, but hopefully Ole's going to rotate a little bit, go out there. It's an EFL Cup, you know, save it for, I guess we have Watford on the weekend, and then another Premier League game. But they come in thick and fast there either way. But we got, you know, Ole was talking about it in the interview. He's got a strong squad, and that's going to be the difference this year.
You love to hear it. All right, sir, jumping in. United in the news. Manchester United's Edinson Cavani receives 3-match ban for Instagram post. Cavani hitting his stride and then getting a little loose on social media. Obviously, we all know the post that he made. It's against the FA rule, sir. It is, and he was basically suspended like I thought he would be. He's been handed a 3-match ban and fined $100,000 after he chose not to contest the charge related to the post he made on his Instagram account. And he will miss games against Villa, City, and Watford. Obviously, he missed Villa. We get away with it. I think you could use him at City. But either way, we're going to have him for the team who shall not be named.
Yep.
That's the game. That's the game, right? City, EFL. City Watford, FA Cup. He's coming back for the real big game. He'll be well-rested, sir. Love to see it. His intensity. You love to see Cavani come in for that match. I'm not worried. If he was out for that game, then that hurts.
It's also a tune-up game. He can get a couple of minutes against Burnley, maybe get a goal.
Exactly.
I would have loved him against City. I mean, he's like the great type of target man you want to line up against Pep and just cut him open. Unfortunately, he's going to have to wait just as he's getting into form, but maybe Martial's come back into form. I think Rashford might need a break. You know, he's looking too much like he wants to be Superman these days.
But if you're looking for precedent for the suspension, I think it's always interesting to look at precedents in the FA. Bernardo Silva had a similar social media incident. He got one game. So it seems like years go by, they're up in the penalty. And look, this is when you have the opportunity to suspend a player like Cavani at a club like Manchester United and send that shot fired to let everyone else in the league know that this will not be tolerated, I don't mind it. And as long as it doesn't coincide with that fixture, I think this is fine. And Cavani will be well rested, ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. He's obviously going to learn from this. I don't think there was any malice in what Cavani was doing. No. But we've already talked about that. Sorry, it's against the rules. They obviously gave the hard book to United. It's always like, yeah.
United always
gets City, like when Bernardo Silva did something arguably worse, got one match. It is what it is. We move on to the next one.
Absolutely. Next bit of news here. Juventus make contact with Manchester United over January transfer. Who could it be? Obviously, it's Paul P. Calcio Mercato says Juventus has already opened up lines of communication with Manchester United over this transfer. Raiola has that good relationship with Juve. We saw, was it De Ligt go there? A lot of different players move on to Juventus from Mino. He knows him. He knows United. Obviously, Paul Pogba. Sir, the initial plan is take him on loan and then complete the signing when the campaign is over. Clearly, that's not going to happen.
Who thinks that's happening?
This is from Juventus.
We're going to give him up on loan? Yeah, that's going
to
happen.
So to break down the transfer muppet tree, you know, you have like Manchester journalists, then you got Juventus journalists, and then you got the agents in the middle just like, you know, poking the bee's nest. And this is clearly coming out of Juventus camp. This is pro-Juventus. Raiola probably drumming this up.
Probably involved in Italy, this, I'm sure.
Obviously, because he's trying to get Paul Pogba out. January is here. Transfer window is open. And expect to hear a little more for this from Raiola. I think, clearly, he's not going to go to the summer. Pogba will play for United this year. We'll try to do a deal in the summer in some way, whether we get Dybala, whether we get CR7. We'll see. But I just think this is just a bunch of nothing. And he'll be here for the year. The real deal should be done this summer. Hopefully, fans are back and teams can start paying real prices. There's going to be no loan. That doesn't benefit United.
No, they're having a laugh. Because right now, we're actually in the driver's seat again. United are playing well. Yep. He's actually starting to play well. And we know he wants to leave, so...
What if we win a title? Is he going to want to leave? I don't know.
He will. He probably will. But that's all right, because we'll get a great fee for him. We'll have cash. Fans should be back in by that point. So we're obviously not doing a deal in January because the league is in play now. And they're not going to give us a player that's worth it, right? They're not going to give us Ronaldo. So I don't see Pogba going anywhere to the summer.
Never say never with CR7.
You never know. Sir, I mean.
Special place, sir, at Manchester United Forum. That number.
Cavani's giving it up.
He can have it back.
Sir, we win the league. He comes back. I think if we win the league, you got to buy me buy me a Zebra 7, sir. I think that's the deal. I got a Zebra 7. We win the league.
Sir, I'm not supporting the goddamn Glazers. Hashtag Glazers out. Next bit of news here. This is just a little American Red Devil cheeky headline. Quote, don't call it a title race. Sir, if you're not going to call it a title race, there's certain things that have to happen for you to be in a title race. One of them is your opponents who you're in the title race with have to start talking about you.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
You know, James Milner was quoted. He says, United put a good run together. They're probably the only team who are putting one together right now. It's important that we need to kick on, try to get a few three-pointers. So the team you're in a title race, the team else should not be named. They're starting to talk about you, getting asked questions about you. That means you're in a race.
That means you're in a race. We are in a race. I mean, we're tied. We're not even halfway through the season, of course, but we're obviously in a race, and that's going to make the Scousers nervous, is what you want. You want to keep pressure on them, because if they're faltering for a little bit, you want to make up as much ground as you can, you know? And then when we go to Anfield next weekend, that's another great opportunity. It's 2 weeks from now, but that's the game, right? If you can go even with points and the winner takes the lead.
Sir,
That's the biggest game since Ole's been a manager.
Stand all game. That's the stand all game. Stand all game.
That's the hot attack game.
Clear out the children. Clear out the children.
There's no neutral grounds, unfortunately, to watch these days.
Sir, like... I think it was like
Potter Room. I think we're watching the Potter Room.
I think that's going to be nervy. that's now you're in a title race. It's nervy. So it's nervy.
Good.
Speaking of nervy, I wish I had the X-Files conspiracy here. I'm going to go hard at it. The Burnley fixture all of a sudden scheduled out of nowhere. We said Burnley wasn't getting scheduled because they dropped the TV schedule. There was no Burnley game. Then a day later, Liverpool might lose the league. We're going to drop a Burnley fixture. Damn, the team I should not be named. Might win the league. We're going to drop a Burnley fixture on Manchester United. That's right. We're going to have a break, sir. We're going to have 8 days of rest. We've been playing like insane Not amounts fun. Of fixtures. And then we were going to have a break. And then FA dumps Burnley right before it. Guess what? Liverpool's going to have 9 days rest before we play him. We're going to have five, sir. And we're going to be playing late on Tuesday. So it's really 4.5 for the biggest game of the season. Clearly, there have been some big ones. But this one, you know. You can beat the Scouse bastards in their Scouse shed, that rickety old shed that nobody cares about, sir.
But they have a record at the moment.
So you beat them there.
Statement. It's a statement to win. It's a statement to win.
Sir, it's... That,
hide the wives. Hide the kids.
So you know, it's like you beat them there. Step on their throats, sir. Over the top. Top of the table. United are back, baby.
I'll tell you what, you think Klopp's complaining now, sir. No matter what.
Yeah, one big VAR decision. Yeah, everyone... All the American Red Devils, pray to the VAR gods before you go to bed.
That's what we do.
That's what we need. Jumping to fan questions, thank you for all the banter, the tweets, everything. Getting right into it, at Briquette Mets on Twitter. Quote, United's willingness to cover every blade of grass, outwork the other team, has been a huge difference maker this season. Even Pogba was running instead of jogging. The mentality of this team is getting to where it needs to be. Let's keep this run going. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United. You know, we talk about Pogba's motivation. Is it money? It's really silverware, and if he's going to be a part of a team, you saw a different Paul Pogba today. This game meant a little more to this team. You could see him kind of pick it up a little bit.
No, you did. Especially when he got knocked in the mouth, I think he got real fired up. And you're starting to see a little bit of a France Paul Pogba. You know, like when he would show up there and there was something to play for, and now there's something to play for, he's revved up, and that's exactly what we need.
At Dave Paws on Twitter, quote, fantastic result. What a block from Baye at the end. I love how everyone tackled him as well. Level on points at the top of the league. The best football post-Fergie. The most likable team post-Fergie. Always back at the wheel, sir.
He certainly is. I wasn't excited last pod. I'm officially excited.
So yeah, you were like tempering it down a little bit.
Trying to keep my feet on the ground, baby.
I mean, at Michael Malagas. Magillus, quote, can't decide between Pogba, Dave, or Baye for man of the match. All fantastic performances, but seeing the lads hugging Baye after that shift was great to see. Glory, glory. I mean, Baye put it all out there.
No, it's great. And, you know, it's not just Bruno Fernandes or Marcus Rashford or Paul Pogba having a game, David De Gea. It's just the team, everyone's trying to step up, do their part. Eric Baye coming up big with Lindelof going down with the injury. If he can stay fit, I mean, it's always the same thing with Eric Baye. He stays fit, can be one of the best center backs in the world, but can he get a run of games going? Can he stay healthy? I have my fingers crossed, sir. I love him. I would love him for the Anfield match.
Absolutely. At United, Dondo, quote, could have scored more, but a good game and a good result against a quality side this season. We have good momentum to start the new year. Bye is a beast. So happy to see him healthy. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you at United, Dondo. At the Alex Davis 33, quote, Ole's Red Army has marched to joint top of the league. Pogba sure doesn't look like a man dying to leave. Bye is superb. Shaw's been fantastic. Absolutely buzzing. 21 doesn't sound as good in a champ. I think we can make it work. 21-21. Hashtag always at the wheel, sir.
Ole is certainly at the wheel. We are flying high. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. City, sir. These games never stop.
At MJ Fit 16, add another threat, and this team looks for real. Ole should be given some credit for how much United has improved both individually and as a team, especially given the transfer window we had this past summer. At Davey T underscore, quote, Eric Bailly single-handedly saved us 2 points. At CJ Saz, and shout out to CJ, great contributor to the American Red Devils blog, quote, Pogba looked world-class, also an impressive display from Bailly and Maguire at the back. Really glad to get the win today, especially now being only goal differential away from the top. Glory, glory, Man United. Happy New Year. Love to see it, sir. That top of the table, I mean, man, we're always six looking in. I mean, like, how many years? It's like almost like you believe it, that that's where we're supposed to be. It's so many years of this.
It's good to be home. It's good to be home. It's back where we belong. It's like United should be fighting for silverware every year. It feels like home.
Sir, absolutely. At Jamal Motok, great way to end 2020. Better way to enter 21. Sean AWB looking dangerous. Pogba sharp and fancy. Shout out to him on that flick before that goal as well. Bruno played decent, but it was like we missed him being spectacular. Top of the table. Glory, glory. Hashtag Glazers out. Love it. At BryGuy666, we're going to finish it here. Quote, title winning sides are much tighter and stronger. We really got to get our shit together if we want to go the distance. I thought the squad played too relaxed at times today. I'm happy with the win, but I feel angry Roy Keane. I feel like angry Roy Keane during these matches, sir.
No, I mean, because it could have turned in on a dime. You know, we were a little casual in the second half.
It was.
It could have gone away from us really quickly, but brick by brick, they're not always going to be pretty, and sometimes you need a little bit of luck on your side. We did get a little luck today, you know, some of those chances that they had at the end, but hey, I'll take it. 3 points is huge, and we kick off from here.
At you, Bosun, I lied. We got to go positive here, sir. We can't end on that one. Quote, deserve to win, got to win. We are in it now, guys. How good does it feel? Bailly and Pogba were excellent today, but Bailly was the man of the match. With that game-winning block, the right investments in this window could take us to 21, and you said it too. We got to invest. And at Ty Kircher, quote, 3 big points. This team had turned a corner into Ole. Still some nervy defending at times, but their grit and heart are unquestioned. And that's what you want to see. You know, Ole's getting the best out of him. Ole's a striker. Like I said, maybe the defense isn't as organized as a defender's side might be, but he knows what it is to play for Manchester United, and that's communicated to the players who are now starting to fight for this badge and every inch of grass, sir. I love it as a United fan.
And they're starting to talk like vintage Manchester United players, like how we're used to hearing players talk, expectation that's on them. The fight for silverware, sir, it's great to see. It's a change. It's a big change.
Absolutely. That's been the podcast. What a way to do it. Tied for top. Big game. The team should not be named, play Southampton on Monday. We're all cheering for the Saints that day. If you like the American Red Devils, we are for fans, by fans. Support us on Patreon. You can check us out at www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. You can support us in different tiers, $1 to $20 a month. We give away stickers, scarves, and pins. It's a great way to support the podcast. Also, you can check out our blog. Go to our store, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. Click on store. We got shirts and scarves. We're having more stuff coming in June. And also, if you don't want to part with some cold, hard-earned cash, write a review on iTunes with some cheeky banner. If it's that good, we'll read it on the podcast. Great way to support us, sir. Let's check out the downloads. It's been some great downloads last 7 days. Give us our top cities.
Sir, number one, how you doing? How you doing? Chicago, Illinois. Jersey City, New Jersey.
Jersey.
Dublin, Ireland. Sir, keep us going.
Columbus, Ohio. Hernando, Mississippi. West Columbia, South Carolina. Albuquerque, New Mexico, sir. Finish it off.
Oslo, Norway. Lee's Summit, Missouri. And last but not least, Bella Vista, Arkansas. Thank you to all the American Red Devils out there week in, week out. Sir, how you feeling?
Sir, it's my favorite part of the podcast. It gives me the chills. What a chant. We were here during this Bishop Blaze 20-minute rendition. Sir, it feels good. Manchester United are back, baby. How good does it feel?
Always at the wheel. Yeah!
Sir, I think we got to go again. One more time. Always at the wheel, baby.
From the top.
Rewind that track. Always at the wheel. Tell me how good does it feel? We got Sanchez, Popo.